Thank you for joining us on the Accomplish Radio Show. We're celebrating over 100 shows and over 26,000 listeners that have been searching for answers on how to accomplish more in their personal and professional life. Today's broadcast will replay all day at AccomplishMagazine.com, and it's also available in the iTunes community. When you visit our website, sign up for your free subscription of Accomplish Magazine and make sure to join our fan page on Facebook.
Welcome to the Accomplish Radio Show. I'm your host, Darlene Willman, the publisher of Accomplish Magazine, interviewing another incredible expert today. Our special guest is Katarina Rando, the thriving business strategist, speaker, and publisher from San Francisco, California. She's a sought-after speaker and author of the national best-selling book, Learn to Power Think, from Chronicle Books. Katarina is featured as a success expert in six other leading business books, including Get Clients Now, The 11 Commandments of Wildly Successful Women, The Naffy Guide to Starting Your Own Business, Get Slightly Famous, Build It Big, 101 Secrets of Top Direct Selling Experts, and more Build It Big. Since 1993, Katarina has been coaching and consulting with small business owners. She's committed to helping entrepreneurs succeed and is most proud of the Business Breakthrough Program. She's known for her interactive, high-energy, and high-content programs. She's also an award-winning professional speaker, trainer, and facilitator. Katarina has designed and delivered a variety of customized programs for businesses, educational organizations, and associations in the United States and abroad. Well, let me go ahead and give a warm welcome to our show today, Katarina Rando.
Hi, Darlene. So happy to be with you.
Oh, this is fabulous. You know, I always enjoy our time together every time we connect, and you and I have known each other for a while. In fact, you're one of our contributing authors to Accomplish Magazine, and we hear from so many of our readers that they really enjoy all the things that you share in it. So let me say, first of all, congratulations on being in so many fabulous books. I am just, and all the things that you've done, you know, I really enjoyed our close connection that we've established. But it's like so many people out there in the world need to hear more of you. So I'm excited to have you as a guest today on the Accomplish Radio Show. So why don't we go ahead and just dig right in? Sound good?
Fantastic. Yes.
Perfect. So let's talk about what do you consider a thriving business?
Darlene, I really focus on creating a thriving business and use the term thriving business because for so long in business, I would meet entrepreneurs who really had replaced their paycheck with another job that they were not even hardly paying themselves at all, and you know, and working longer hours and all of that. And even though it's more fun to work for yourself and more rewarding, we don't want you to work yourself more, to tons more hours. We don't want you to earn less than you were earning in whatever career you had previously. We want your business to thrive. And what that means is that you're working as much as you want, or maybe just a little bit more than you want, that you're earning what you want to earn, and that your business is profitable and sustainable. Sustainable means that you're not only creating revenue now, but you have created a business that has systems and services and a setup that will be sustainable over time. Very, very important.
I like that. I mean, and especially in today's economy, you know, and you've heard all the sayings of, you know, turn survive into thrive, you know, and it's true. Right now is a good time, especially for entrepreneurs, to really step up and you start creating and building their business. But what are some of the biggest mistakes that most people make when they're trying to build their business?
Well, there's all kinds of mistakes, but let's just focus on a few of the ones. The ones, I guess, that I've seen over and over that really bother me. The first one would be entrepreneurs feeling like, I have to do it all myself. And when you're doing it all yourself, it makes it impossible for your business to grow. Because as an entrepreneur, you are either running the business or you're primarily responsible for getting the clients. But then who's servicing the clients? And if you're doing all three of those things by yourself, your business will not grow. Like one example is that a lot of people start a business and they might start a consulting firm or a training firm, and they get one big, huge contract. And then as a result, they're delivering on that contract. And then when that contract is over, it's as if they didn't even have a business. They're starting all over again because they didn't have any attention on marketing and creating systems for their business for future revenue when they got that contract. So that's a perfect example of a huge mistake that a lot of first-time entrepreneurs make. Another big one is not being consistent in the marketing, because again, business is thriving, so people are like, oh, we'll just be a little relaxed on the marketing, we don't need to spend on that right now. Maybe they're feeling like they can't use more clients right now. But what that does is that takes them out of the mind of their potential clients, that takes them out of the marketplace and the visibility in the marketplace that is so important to create future clients. That's another huge mistake that business owners make. Another one is not charging enough. And this is really important. Now, you know, I encourage people to continue to raise their prices as soon as they feel that they have as many clients as they can handle. It's time to raise their prices again. And when they feel that way again, it's time to raise their prices again. All the while also looking at what other products or services they could be offering, how could they serve more clients. But the thing is that, you know, getting what we're worth or getting whatever price we want to ask for, that's really not only about the value we bring, it's also about our ability to attract clients. And that's really more of a marketing question than a question of how good are you.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. You know, you actually brought up quite a few good points as far as what, you know, the majority of people that are entrepreneurs and how they get started. And you're right. I mean, next year will be my 10-year anniversary for being in business.
Congratulations! Yay!
It's not here yet, but, you know, I've only got a few more months. But
yeah.
I actually fired corporate America the day after New Year's. So as soon as the day after New Year's 2012 hits, it'll be my 10-year anniversary. I can't believe it.
Wonderful.
But, you know, here's the thing. So many times I've been trapped into that same, you know, issue. We've had lots of people that have started and have come on board in the company, or we feel responsible for taking on a lot of those things, you know. And, of course, pricing is always an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you mentioned whether to raise your rates and things like that. That is such a touchy thing because you've got your economy to think about, the marketplace. You've got what's your value, what's your worth. And I want to just add one other thing. Sometimes people think their value is almost higher than what the market can bear. So,
right.
You know, sometimes we also have to worry about, you know, doing a little checkpoint. If it's too low, then it's really, you know, there's this whole conversation we could go on about, you know, pricing.
Right.
But most individuals, especially women, undervalue their rate.
Right. 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 And but the thing is, Darlene, that has to be coupled with your ability to get clients. Because you can't raise your rate just because you feel like you deserve more, but if you're not good at marketing and sales, and they're not the same thing, then you can have that price, but nobody's going to pay for it. And let's just hang out there for a second, because this is another mistake that entrepreneurs make. They put their attention on marketing, which is letting people know about the value you bring, letting them know about your company, but marketing is not the same as sales. Sales is asking for the business. Sales is having a selling conversation about whether or not you can help, your company can help someone create the solution that they need. So this is important because I see sometimes, especially with women entrepreneurs, they've got gorgeous websites, they've got gorgeous newsletters, you know, they've got all the piece, they have a beautiful speaker sheet or media sheet, you know, great marketing stuff, but they're not picking up the phone and asking someone to hire them, or they're not using speaking to attract new clients and asking people to join them for training or coaching or whatever it is when they come hear them speak. So it's not the same. Sales and marketing are not the same thing. Now, if you're good at sales, you can continue to raise your price every time you feel you've got more clients than you can handle. But you could be the best whatever it is, but if you're not good at asking for the business, you're going to have to keep your price low because people are going to go to you because of price as opposed to feeling like they absolutely have to work with you.
That's right. You know, there's so much to that. And thank you for sharing that. That's a really important piece of the puzzle. And you're right. There's a lot of times that people can do a lot of marketing, but yet they're not asking for the business.
Right.
You know, it's like putting a billboard out, and a billboard looks fabulous. It's very attractive. You drive by it, you see it all the time, but the billboard's not going to call out for business.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow, this is wonderful. Now, I know you teach a lot about value-based marketing. You know,
yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about what that is and why it's so important?
Sure. And I would say, well, first let's define it. Value-based marketing is sharing your value in your marketing vehicles, in your marketing mediums, and marketing messages. So, for example, when you send an email to people, if you just are always, you know, making an offer about something, a sales email, well, that's not value. That's okay to do, but it's not marketing with value in mind. If you're sharing tips, if you're sharing ideas that will help your ideal clients, that's value. So, for example, when you write articles, when you give a value-based speech, when you do a radio interview and you share tips, when you do a free webinar or a free teleclass and you share valuable ideas that people can walk away with whether or not they hire you, that's value-based marketing. And what this does, especially today in our crowded marketplace, is it helps people get to know you and get to know the value that you can bring to them and help them solve their problems with your value. And as a result, beginning to build that relationship, they will come back to you when they need what you have to offer because you've given them value up front. And this is very, very important and very, very smart and savvy for a crowded marketplace.
It definitely will, you know, separate you from competition because competition has been taught to just sell, make an offer, sell, you know, pitch your proposal and sell. And it's like, too many people do that versus the value-based marketing. And value-based is so important.
And Darlene, I'm honestly still shocked when I see people take advantage of offers that have been, you know, the result of all hype and then an offer as opposed to value. I'm still shocked that people do that. But, you know, value-based marketing works a lot better, especially for the sustainability of a business. Because really the truth is that all we really have in our business is our reputation. And if we're not being valuable with our delivery of our products or services, the word is going to get around. So, yes, being awesome at sales but not giving value works in the short term, but it doesn't work to have a thriving, sustainable business. And that's why being a generous person by sharing value, giving ideas up front, will create the sustainability of your business because people will feel like they don't have to hire you to ask you a question. And then when they're ready to hire somebody, they're going to come to you.
Absolutely. And, you know, another, you know, added thing I want to just include in this is the value-based marketing is such a it's attractive. It's very alluring.
Right.
And, you know, someone learns from you. And so by the time that they're truly ready, you know, there's not really any true – they just almost pull the trigger themselves and say, you know what?
Right.
I've been following you for years. And
right.
I've had people that didn't even want to meet with me and bought from me with sight unseen. And I'm like, don't you even want me to come to your office? Or, you know, and they're like, nope, I'm, you know, and they're good.
Right. They're ready because – right. They're ready because of the value that you've brought. And this is also important for a sustainable business. You know, we need now clients now. We need clients now. But we also need more clients later. And by having a balance of value-based marketing and selling, where you are asking for the business to people that are ready to go now, that creates the sustainability of your business. Because We want the clients now, but we still need to sustain building a relationship with our future clients. And if we don't want to talk to anybody because they're not ready to go now, then they're not going to be open to working with us when they are ready down the road.
You know, another thing that lends a hand to all of that is establishing the credibility factor. And I know you
yes.
talk a lot about becoming known as an expert, which I think is truly an important another piece of the important puzzle when establishing credibility and, you know, with people wanting to make a buying decision. Now, so how do our listeners really start the process of becoming known as an expert?
Well, I'm very biased here, Darlene, because as you know, I host three times a year the Sought After Speaker Summit, which is a two-day event to help people use speaking to build a thriving business. And I believe that a speech is the shortest distance between you and your next client or your next two clients or five clients. And what is so great about using speaking is that not only does it establish you as the expert, because when you're the speaker, you're the expert in the room, but it also markets you and your speech to everybody that's on whatever list you're going to speak to for any group or organization. All of those people are beginning to know about you if they didn't know about you before because of the promotion that goes along with that speech. And then when you give a value-based speech and you make an offer to get people to start working with you, you will find that you will have a thriving business all day long. And I could tell you, you know, I've been in business 17 years. I predate the internet with my business. And when I was a snot-nosed entrepreneur and didn't know how to do much in terms of marketing or selling, I went out and gave speeches and, as a result, picked up clients every single time. And then, of course, even though now I'm a lot more marketing and sales savvy and we teach marketing and sales at our Business Breakthrough Summits, the thing is I still go out and give speeches every month because I want more clients now and more clients later, and speaking is still the best way to come home with clients.
Absolutely. I've done the speaking tour for a while, and I can definitely say that that's going to be your best bet to be seen, to be heard, to be marketed, to be elevated, to be, you know, positioned as the authority in your field. Because,
right.
you know, if the organization has considered you to be of value to their audience, they're instantly boosting your credibility right off the
bat. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, here's what I want to say about this, Darlene. You know, I love this. It's my best strategy. I do all these other things that we've discussed, but this is still my favorite. The thing is, though, that a lot of people are doing it wrong, and that's why I really teach this at our Sought After Speaker Summit. But I want to give a couple tips right now for what people could be doing wrong.
Sure.
One thing is that sometimes people offer the audience after their speech, they say, hey, if you've enjoyed our time together and you'd like to work with me more, you know, usually I charge $100 for a consultation, but because you're with me tonight, I'd be happy to do a free consultation with you. Just mention that you were here in my audience. And, you know, I've seen people use this, and I've heard clients who have used this, and then they're talking to me the next week, and they're crying because they have no clients from that speech that they did such a great job at. The thing is that you want to make an offer in the room that has people actually pull out their credit cards and sign up with you, and that your speech is your free consultation. Let me say that again. Your speech is your free consultation. So never offer an audience a free consultation because there's no commitment there, there's no urgency there, and they're not making an investment, even a small one, while they're in the room with you. So that's really a huge one that I see a lot that I want to encourage people to stop doing.
That's really good. Really good. I like that suggestion. You know, you talk also, and a lot of times you're always talking to people about how to increase their revenue, you know, and
yeah.
can you share how someone can quickly double their revenue? That'd be just kind of interesting.
Okay, sure. Well, you know, I can tell you how I tripled and how I quadrupled my revenue, and it's very simple, by adding another revenue stream. You know, I used to do just one-on-one business coaching, and then I started doing group coaching. And I started doing group coaching over the phone, and that literally tripled my annual revenue from just adding one more strategy. So that's something for people to look at. What is the next strategy that they can use to reach out to more people?
That's perfect. I like that because, again, you're adding some additional resources. And, in fact, you and I talked about that not long ago, that, you know, once you get, instead of starting everything all at once, and I'm a true believer in almost mastering what you put in place first before you bring in something new.
Right,
you know,
right.
Because if you're trying to do too many things all simultaneously, none of them will really move properly when you're creating that system.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow, this
and
is
I have
great.
Another.
I love this.
Yeah, no, and I have another important one I want to share. So that's how I tripled my revenue, and then how I quadrupled my revenue is another strategy. You know, Darlene, we publish books. You've been one of our co-authors in one of our fabulous books, Incredible Business, and we've published 17 books now. And we publish books for entrepreneurs because I was having a conversation one day with a client, and she said, gee, I'd like to write a book. And I was having another conversation with another client, and they were saying they wanted to write books. And having written a book myself and knowing that it helps raise your expert platform, I decided to start helping my clients get published. And the thing is that listening to your clients, listening to what their wants are, what their needs are, what their questions are that you might be able to fill for them, what needs you can fill, that can absolutely catapult your business. And with our publishing business, it came at a time when, you know, the economy was going down, people weren't necessarily signing up as much for coaching, and so our business was hugely positively impacted because we were in the publishing business. It grew 400% as a result of publishing just by listening to what clients were saying that they wanted and putting together a solution for their needs.
You know, I think you've got a great point with, you know, you have to listen to what people are asking for and what they need the most. And, you know, I can say that's happened to me in my business before where you keep getting the same requests almost over and over and over
right.
again. And
right.
And I think, okay, what can I do to answer their, you know, create a solution to their problem?
Right.
And then all of a sudden you look at it going, well, gosh, I could even create, you know, I don't know, a CD, you know, and pack it up.
Right, exactly. Exactly. That's a great point. Information products.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Fantastic, Darlene. And Darlene, let me say another point here. So the thing is that anything new that you create, it has to do what I call fall under your umbrella, okay? So my umbrella is helping entrepreneurs be loud and proud about who they are and the value that they bring. So publishing, of course, falls under that. Speaking falls under that. But you were saying, you know, listen to what people are asking for. Well, people ask me every week, do I know a good webmaster? I mean, I get asked that question 10 times a week. You know, who can help me with my website? Well, that doesn't really fall under my area of expertise. I mean, I guess it could because it's still being loud and proud about the value you bring. But you know what? It's just a little too techno for me. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to fill that need, but clearly the marketplace has that need. So then my job is to find a strategic alliance partner that can fill that need and vet them and hire them myself and make sure they have the same values as I do in terms of customer service and client care. And as a result, then having a partner that I can refer my clients to all day long. And as a result of that partnership, that person sending me clients or sending me a referral commission for dropping clients in their lap. So that's another way that you can generate more revenue in your company by doing your due diligence and finding good strategic alliance partners.
Let's talk for a minute about that because I'm a huge fan of collaboration. You know, I mean, everything that I've ever been involved in all my companies has always been about collaboration. And it is creating those strategic alliances. And, you know, even with Accomplish Magazine, you know, all of our contributing authors are, you know, really invested and involved with the success of our magazine. And I think
right.
we're all sort of together in a family environment in a sense. And, you know, let's go into detail about that because, that is a huge asset for entrepreneurs to have, you know, because I think a lot of times they think, I can't, you know, work with anybody else, or I don't want to give away my stuff. They're in this scarcity mindset, or they're afraid of
competition,
instead of really embracing and saying, hey, what can we do together, right?
Right, exactly, exactly. So that is really a really huge opportunity for businesses. You know, I just met somebody who's a consultant for small business owners. He helps people be more profitable. Hey, I'm interested in that. My clients are going to be interested in that. So, you know, what else can you find to help your clients? What other resources can you find to help your own business and your clients? And there, you know what it does, Darlene, is it makes you their hero. It makes them so happy because you're interested in helping their business succeed, not only with what you offer, but by providing them valuable resources that they need.
Oh, yeah, and it's such a good, you know, win-win, sometimes win, right. Even, you know, it goes further than that. I mean, the repercussions of, you know, doing things together, it just can go for so many generations, in a sense.
Exactly, exactly. It can be so wonderful. And, Darlene, as wonderful as it is, let me just say a couple things for people to make sure that they're putting attention on related to this so that they'll be successful. So the first thing is that I really encourage people to hire anyone themselves before they would recommend them to their clients. And this is really important because you want to have an authentic client experience before you can say to your clients, this person is awesome. Because sometimes, you know, some people are good at sales and marketing, but they're not good at delivery. So we want to be sure that they're really good in their client care and their delivery of their products and services. And then the other thing is to notice and make a difference in your mind between a resource and a strategic alliance partner. So, for example, I work a lot with image professionals. And image professionals have tailors that they refer their clients to for alterations and custom suiting and that kind of thing. A tailor is probably a good resource because they do a good job at delivering their service, but they're probably not a good strategic alliance partner because they're so busy working that they're not out getting clients. They're servicing the people that come in. So they're not as sales and marketing savvy as you want in a strategic alliance partner. You want to have a strategic alliance partner that is out there, that is marketing, that is selling, who can drop clients in your lap, not just be a resource for something your clients need. So that's an important distinction that I want people to be aware of. And then the other thing is have a conversation with that strategic alliance partner and make sure that they don't already have somebody who does what you do that they're already referring their clients to.
Good point. Yeah, that's a really good point because you just don't know unless you ask. You know?
Right, exactly.
Well, you know what, Katarina, this has been really good. Our time is almost up, but I understand you're one of the speakers participating in this year's U.S. Small Business Conference.
I am so excited.
I mean, tell me what
yes.
you're talking about.
I am so excited to be participating as a speaker in the U.S. Small Business Conference, and I'm so excited that it's going to be here in the San Francisco Bay Area at the San Mateo County Event Center. And that's on 11-11-11, which is November 11th, and it's all day. And it's not only some outstanding speakers. And, Darlene, when I saw the lineup of speakers, I was so happy because I know all the speakers, and most of them I've heard, and they're all outstanding. And one person I hadn't heard, but I've heard everybody rave about, so I can't wait to hear that speaker as well. There's going to be fabulous speakers, and I'm talking about innovative strategies to make your business thrive. And those are both sales and marketing kinds of strategies and then more interpersonal strategies and more really, really thinking and planning strategies that a lot of people overlook. And I invite everyone to come down and join us at the San Mateo County Event Center on 11-11-11 because we are going to have a fantastic day. And I'm going to be there all day. I'm going to have a booth, and I can't wait to talk to everybody who's listening who joins us at that event.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you. It's been a long time that I've, you know, been around all the fun things that you do, and you and I just know so many great people together. It's It's going to be a really good time at the conference. You know, before we wrap up today, go ahead and share the best place for our audience to connect with you.
Thank you. Well, a couple things. If people are interested in finding out about publishing their own book, we help entrepreneurs publish their books, and we do that at thrivebooks.com, T-H-R-I-V-E, thrivebooks.com, and there's also a free ebook there on how to use a book to build your business that people can download. And then the other thing is that we have an awesome two-day event that we do three times a year called the Sought After Speaker Summit, and people can go to sought-after-speaker.com to find out about that and also download their free audio session on the 10 steps to being a sought-after speaker to grow your business.
That's really good stuff. Well, I am just thrilled that we're going to have a chance to see each other, and I'm so excited that you're able to take time out of your busy day today to be with us on the Accomplish Radio Show. You know, so is there anything else that you'd like to share before we end our broadcast today?
Darlene, thanks for asking. You know, when we do an interview with people and they listen, and first of all, kudos to the listeners for listening, because, you know, there's nothing better than always focusing on getting new ideas for your business. What I want to encourage people to do is don't just say, hey, some good ideas, but really pick one strategy that they're going to take action on to propel their business forward based on our discussion today.
Again, Katarina, thank you so much for being here. And you can tell you're so passionate about helping entrepreneurs. I know you're just out there impacting thousands of people. So it's really nice to have you as one of our guests on the show, as well as a contributing author for Accomplish Magazine.
Thank you. I love the magazine. I love you, Darlene. I can't wait for the Small Business Conference. And everybody, make your business thrive.
So you've been listening to Katarina Rando. She's the thriving business strategist, speaker, and publisher. And make sure to visit her website, thrivebooks.com. If you'd like to book Katarina as a speaker for one of your upcoming events, make sure you go to her website, katarinarando.com. Thank you again for joining us today.
You've been listening to the Accomplish Radio Show, the official station for the U.S. Small Business Conference and Expo, taking place in San Francisco, California, on 11-11-11. Tickets are now on sale at ussmallbusinessconference.com, and there's vendor and sponsor opportunities also available. So that's ussmallbusinessconference.com. For updates and special offers, make sure to join their Facebook fan page at facebook.com/USSmallBiz. If you would like to be a guest on the Accomplish Radio Show, please visit our website at AccomplishMagazine.com and submit a radio show request, and we'd be happy to review it and get back to you. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, please mark our show as one of your favorites. Simply visit AccomplishRadio.com and click on the follow button. You'll receive reminders of all of our upcoming shows. We want to thank you, our audience, and our special guest for spending time with us today and for sharing Accomplish Magazine and Radio Show with your friends. Again, please visit our website at AccomplishMagazine.com and share your success stories with us. I'm your host, Darlene Willman, publisher of Accomplish Magazine, wishing you a lifetime of accomplishments.